You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and yep, just plain right. Hey, glad you are with us for today. We are here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., and as usual, Copper is running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you today?
Hello, I'm doing well. It's Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday. It is Tuesday, but Thanksgiving is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got Thanksgiving plans?
Yep, I'm going to hang out with some friends, and I am looking forward to that pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. You know, I heard about a thing yesterday, too. Have you heard of pie caking? I heard about this yesterday for the first time. Pie caking. It's a three-layer, actually it's more than that, but it's like a layer of pecan pie, a layer of pumpkin pie, a layer of spice cake covered in buttercream icing and topped with apple pie filling.
Wow.
It's real. I don't understand why that's not considered like diabetes on a plate, but it's it's real. Well, anyway, hey, Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. So listen, folks, the show today is going to be pretty full. We're going to move some things around since Thursday is a holiday. I did not want to take a chance on missing out on the Grand Council. So we are going to have 3 o'clock today, Copper's Corner, one of my favorite segments, and then my other favorite segment, Grand Council, with myself and Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson getting together and bouncing things off each other and doing the conservative news point. But the triple dipper for the day, I like it. Hit the sound effect, Copper.
The Triple Dipper, 3 stories you've got to know.
So the Triple Dipper, here's the Triple Dipper. Every single day we try to do 3 themes. We run the show on 3 themes, and we try to weave all our storylines into those 3 themes. Today, very first part of the Triple Dipper is the politics of race and gender. The politics of race and gender are just to the point of almost being out of control, and it's not just on the Democrat side, I hate to say it, but I've got a story that's going to curdle your blood when I read it to you about what a group of 21 Republicans are trying to do in the U.S. Congress. So the number 1 of the Triple Dipper today, politics of race and gender. Number 2, there have been some body blows to Biden's mandates. So when we get into the show today, I got some great new stories. And you're going to want to hear what's happening at Disney World. That one's fun. Body blows to Biden's mandate. That's number 2. Number 3 on the Triple Dipper, I'm saying bring back the broken windows. If you're not familiar with it, broken windows policing is what they used to clean up New York City years ago. It's a theory of policing that says don't let the little crimes go by. If you do, you'll have bigger crimes to follow. So we're going to talk about that. And I have some great audio to accompany each of these. So listen, as I was getting ready for today, though, and thinking about these stories, and I was going through all the details of these stories, including especially the smaller stuff in the, you know, broken windows piece. I got to thinking, you know, some folks like to say, you know, the devil's in the details, not me. I believe that God's in the details. Details are what makes the big picture come together. Details are what makes bad get better and good become great. It sounds more like a godly approach than anything when you say it that way, just saying. Now, I believe I've said it here before, but my first real paycheck came from Chick-fil-A in Huntsville in what used to be called Parkway City Mall. It was an education too, let me tell you. But it was also an education in paying attention to details. You might think the preparation of a chicken sandwich only has so many things to think about. Well, nay, it's all about the details. Are the buns fresh? 2 pickle slices per sandwich. How many do we have on hand for the Christmas shopping rush? When do we need to change out the oil? Preparation of the chicken alone was detailed and thorough, with each one being thoroughly dipped, battered, and cooked for just the correct amount of time. And y'all, that's just a sandwich. Then there's stocking the shelves, receiving the shipment, scheduling the personnel. Who makes the carrot and raisin salad? By the way, I'm still mad that's gone. And then the dining room checks, the refill of the napkins, make sure the registers have adequate change. All the while, keep smiling, telling folks it's your pleasure to serve them. Details, I mean, they matter. It's a whole lot, but yeah, details do matter. Think about it. Think about this. Picture a place. How about your favorite restaurant? Was it just the food? Or was there a combination of service and atmosphere and quality food? What about architecture? Is it just that a building is dried in and can support people being in it? Or is a beautiful building a combination of strong architecture and construction quality and refined elements that create something more than just a building? And then, of course, there's politics. It's one thing to look at a candidate's advertisements and billboards, but do the actions, the history, The past achievements and the life experiences really add up to match the glossy mail out that came to your mailbox that talks about the candidate. It's details, my friends. It's all about the details. So let's talk some more about details among politicians, because I predict that as soon as the Thanksgiving holidays are over, you're going to see a flurry of ads for all the candidates affecting your area. Every Republican's going to have their pictures themselves with a firearm because they're all Second Amendment friendly. All of them are going to have a pro-life statement. You'll be amazed to know that none of them would ever consider raising your taxes. They're all balanced budget fiscal conservatives who love the rule of law, are hard on crime, and love President Trump. Look behind the curtain, though. What does their life tell you? What does their prior public image tell you? What have they actually done? Are they on the record in any way? You know, the hope for each candidate for any office is that you won't do that. Because everyone has that moment in their life they don't want to have to explain later, or that less than flattering photo. I remember one guy from Montgomery. He was in the legislature for years. Suddenly, he ran as an independent when he had been a Democrat for as long as anyone could remember. And to read his ads and hear his speeches, he was just as conservative as the day is long. Never mind his years of raising taxes, supporting the teachers' union, and failing to pass budgets that could actually stand up for more than 6 months. And we also kidded him, by the way, about using that photo that was so old it didn't look like him now. Hey, man, when are you going to stop using that high school yearbook photo? I mean, it got comical. It also didn't work. Luckily, the majority of voters in his race saw right through it. Because details matter. It's part of why I say that it's important to vote on policy, more important to vote on policy than personality. I mean, you've heard me say that before. The classic example of why I say that is sitting in the Oval Office right now. Think about it. The so-called never-Trump Republicans and independents were more concerned about mean tweets and big personalities. We must restore decorum, they said. We must have a change in the political tone in D.C., they cried. So how's that working out for them now? I don't care if you like Trump or not. Answer me this. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Joe Biden had over four decades of details. On the books. Policy positions, scandals, votes on record, soft on crime, hard on energy, wrong on foreign policy, terrible on taxes, and one weird gaffe after another. But hey, no mean tweets. He sat in his basement for a year, and when he did come out, it was to a micromanaged, small, low-energy environment with people sitting in masks inside their designated little circles, socially distanced from each other. It was an epic weird. But yeah, you know, hey, nothing scary or mean, right? Aside from all the usual policies, though, that any president must deal with, there were the two monster elephants in the room during the 2020 campaign season, COVID and race relations. And if you had any questions about how he was going to handle COVID policy, all you had to do was look at the details of how his COVID protocols were handled at his rare campaign events. Everybody distanced and muzzled and not allowed to fully assemble. And if you ever wondered at all how he would treat racial relations, all you had to do was look at a single interview during the campaign in which he condescendingly told a black radio host that if he didn't support him, then you ain't black. Come on, man. Indicating clearly that he did not believe that black voters knew how to assess a candidate's past and what party affiliation they had was all that mattered. It's the details, my friends. We're on the cusp of a major election, and I do mean major. I want to encourage you find that candidate who appears, at least appears, to fit the bill for what you're looking for, but then look behind the veil. Get away from the shiny stump speeches. Check out their record. Have they ever voted as a politician in any capacity anywhere in the past? Have they held down a job? Have they started a business? Have they served in the military? Have they worked for a charity? Have they made public statements in the past before they ran for office now? What does their social media say? Who is sponsoring their campaign? Are they bullish on school choice, but yet they take contributions from the teachers' union? It's details, y'all. And when you get past the ads, the billboards, the public speeches, what details do you find? It's all about the details. And this next election matters more than any that we have seen in decades. And if conservatives don't find, support, promote, and vote for their candidates based on policy this next time, then the 2022 election is going to mean more of the same and more of what we've been lamenting this whole year. It is all about the details. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm saying, listen, pay attention, because the ads are already coming on. I mean, right now, the very first ads attacking Katie Britt are already out. I've seen some more already out there attacking Mo Brooks. And then there's going to be the ones that tell you just the opposite. You're going to have to weed into the details on yourself. They're hoping you're nothing but soundbite voters. And I'm just telling you, you have got to pay attention to the details. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back after this.